ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो टू द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन चैप्टर 9 answers by citing the Lord's version, part 4, verses 15 through 17, a description of the personality of Godhead. Sri Shukadev Goswami then said, Lord Brahma saw in the Vaikuntha planets the personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of the entire devotee community. The Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord of all sacrifices, and the Lord of the universe. The personality of Godhead is served by the foremost of servitors like Nanda, Sunanda, Prabala, and Arjuna, his immediate associates. The personality of Godhead, seen leaning favorably toward his loving servitors, his very sight intoxicating and attractive, appeared to be very much satisfied. The personality of Godhead had a smiling face decorated with an enchanting reddish hue. The personality of Godhead was dressed in yellow robes and wore earrings and a helmet on his head. The personality of Godhead had four hands, and his chest was marked with the lines of the Goddess of Fortune, Sri Vatsa. The Lord was seated on his throne and was surrounded by different energies, like the 4, the 16, the 5, and the 6 natural opulences, along with other insignificant energies of the temporary character. But he was the factual Supreme Lord, enjoying his own abode. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The Lord is naturally endowed with his 6 opulences. Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasa Shriya Jnana Vairagya Yos Chaiva Shanam Bhaga Itingana. Specifically, the Lord is the richest, the most powerful, the most famous, the most beautiful, the greatest in knowledge, and the greatest renouncer as well. And for his material creative energies, the Lord is served by 4, namely the principles of Prakriti, Purusha, Mahatattva, and Ego. He is also served by the 16, namely the 5 gross elements, earth, water, air, fire, and sky, the 5 perceptive sense organs, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and skin, and the 5 working sense organs, the hand, leg, stomach, evacuation outlet, and genitals, and then the 16th energy, the mind. The 5 includes the sense objects, namely form, taste, smell, sound, and touch. All these 25 items serve the Lord in the material creation, and all of them are personally present to serve the Lord. The insignificant opulences numbering 8, or the Ashta Siddhis, attained by the yogis for temporary overlordship, are also under his control. But he himself is naturally full with all such powers without any effort, and therefore he is the Supreme Lord. The living being, by severe penance and performance of bodily exercises, can temporarily attain some wonderful power, but that does not make one the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, by his own potency, is unlimitedly more powerful than any yogi. He is unlimitedly more learned than any jnani. He is unlimitedly richer than any wealthy person. He is unlimitedly more beautiful than any beautiful living being. And he is unlimitedly more charitable than any philanthropist. Therefore, he is above all, for no one is equal to or greater than the Supreme Lord. Nor can anyone reach his level of perfection in any of the above powers by any amount of penance or yogic demonstrations, for even the yogis are dependent upon his mercy. Out of his immensely charitable disposition, the Supreme Lord can award some temporary powers to the yogis because of the yogis' hankering after them. But to his unalloyed devotees, who do not want anything from the Lord, save and accept his transcendental service, the Supreme Lord is so pleased that he gives himself in exchange for unalloyed service. Recorded February 18, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.